possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, back out of here on The Fan. It is Afternoon Drive. It's Jonathan Pito and Nick Bodone with you guys. Daryl Rotter joining us in about 40 minutes. We go out to The Fan hotline, though. He covers the Longhorns for orangebloods.com. His name is Anwar Richardson, and he joins us right now on The Fan. Hello, Anwar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Just touched down in the beautiful city of Columbus, and I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Well, welcome to Ohio. We have all sorts of beautiful things that I hope you take. Is there anything that, I mean, because it's not like Texas and Ohio State. This is only, what, the fifth time the two teams are playing, so you probably don't even have, like, a bunch of different places you constantly go to when you come here.
No, this is like the first time, right? So I'm literally going to like Yelp my life over the next 2 days and just see what the best reviews are and what I can do within walking distance. But you know, hey, from the photos and from the experiences and everything I've seen, it looks like an amazing city. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we definitely have an Urban Meyer restaurant that you can go to where you can see the spot where he performed a proctology exam on the dance floor.
I don't think. Oh no, man! My fiance is back at home, but I don't think I should do that, man. I'm gonna stay away from that, man. Any other places that you can recommend? Is there Chili's anywhere that you can recommend?
Anwar joining us here on the Fan Hotline. Well, actually, hold on, Nick. Do you have any recommendations? You know Columbus.
There's a bunch of good wing spots. Do they have Cane's in Texas? That's like a Columbus staple.
You're talking about the Raisin Cane's?
Yeah. I didn't know that was in Texas
food
as
joint?
Well.
Like, are you serious right now? Like, you're
that originated in Columbus.
You know, like, Anwar, there's a great White Castle off the highway that he's going to refer you to as well.
Exactly. He's like, hey, if you like to order by number, I've got another fantastic place for you. It's this place called La McDonald's, right? And it's French. And so you might want to try that, too. Like, no. All right. No, I'm not going to go for your recommendations. I'm just going to yelp. I see how you're treating the Texas guy. I already got it. So no problem. It's all good, guys. So I'm glad to be on the show.
I like that it just completely disqualified him from any recommendation that he would have given, because that's 100% right.
That's okay.
All right, Anwar, let's get into it. I think you're in such an interesting and unique spot, you know, covering the Longhorns and being around the program and trying to balance the idea that everyone just wants to talk about Arch Manning, but you don't have much data to actually work with. How has that been in what could be one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, but also he still has to do it first?
You know, that's a great, great question. I'm glad you've asked that, actually, because it is this weird thing where everybody is ready to anoint Arch Manning as the next great quarterback of college football. Anoint him as the next great Manning. But there's two games that he started in, right? And so he came in off the bench versus UTSA last year. He started against La Monroe, and he started against Mississippi State. So sorry, none of those teams have a pulse. And so, in all due respect to Mississippi State, of course, when you say all due respect, that's usually when you actually are disrespectful, right? But you know, Mississippi State is a horrible team. So it's hard for me to say to, okay, I know for sure what you're going to get from Arch Manning, what he will probably be and what he'll eventually develop into. That's two totally different things, but he's making his first road start of his career against the defending national champions in their house. For me to just absolutely think that there's not going to be any road bumps, there's not going to be any hiccups, and just somehow, some way, the Manning name just gets carried over, and there's a torch, and like all the growing that a quarterback is supposed to do, all the growing and the learning and the development and the bumps and the bruises that happens with every single quarterback, somehow, some way, he's just supposed to avoid that. I just found that almost to be football malpractice. I feel like he's going to have those issues. I feel like Ohio State will see really early on. I mean, I know Ohio State. I mean, you guys know football. They're going to do things to try to disrupt him and disguise schemes and you know, pressure him and, you know, force him into bad throws and bad decisions. And so, yes, Arch Manning has the name. He's what everyone's talking about. He's probably, you know, he's probably the most popular player in college football, one of the most popular names in all of football. But at that being said, I don't know how much that means come tomorrow when you're going against the defending national champions in their house.
Anwar, you know, Coach Sark said this week that the biggest thing that Arch can do is stay true to his routine. That's the best thing that Arch Manning is going to be able to do. Do you think that the coaching staff is going to try to, you know, handhold him a little bit and maybe have the first couple of drives be a little vanilla so Arch can ease into such a big game to really start his true career as the quarterback one of Texas?
I mean, I think if you do something like that, like, you're going to be playing from behind against Ohio State. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put kid gloves on him. You know, he's your starting quarterback for a reason. And you got to have the confidence in him that this is year three. He had 2 years under Quinn Ewers. He was able to kind of learn and develop from him and watch Quinn. You know, one of the things Arch talked about this past couple of weeks was just being able to watch Quinn and feeling like Quinn played pretty good in big games. And look, you know, Texas has played really good in games, especially road games, over the past couple of years. Two seasons ago, Texas goes on the road. They beat Alabama on the road by double digits, 34-24 in their house. Last year, Texas goes on the road against the defending national champions. They play against Michigan, and they beat them by double digits in their house, right? So now, I'm not saying that's going to happen against Ohio State. Like, don't get me wrong, right? But what I am saying is that there is a team that has a little bit of confidence that says, okay, we know how to go and operate and on the road. And while I understand what he's trying to say, like how Arch needs to kind of stay true to his routine and what that routine may be, Arch doesn't really have a large body of work of that routine. But what he does have a large body of work is watching Quinn Ewers perform. I think the big advantage that maybe that Arch would have over a guy like Quinn, and you guys know it because there is an iconic moment that Ohio State had with Sawyer, is that Arch will be a little bit more mobile than what Quinn was. You know, he's more of a guy that, you know, Quinn was more, you knew where Quinn was going to be at all times. You knew he was going to be about 5 yards behind the ball, maybe 7 yards, something to that effect, right? Arch is a little bit more mobile. And so because Arch is more mobile, now what Ohio State is going to have to kind of factor in is, hey, he's also a guy that Paulo might be prone to take off, and he's got wheels. He's a very fast guy. Like, everyone always wants to talk about Peyton, and everyone wants to talk about Eli, and everyone always forgets that his dad is Cooper Manning. The dad is the most athletic of all the Mannings in that family, right? I mean, he was the guy who was a wide receiver in the SEC until he got hurt, right? And so I hear what they're saying, but I don't think you can kid glove him. I think you're going against Ohio State, you got to let it hang, and you've got to really, really allow him to kind of grow and develop. Because after Ohio State, I don't know if you checked out Texas's schedule, ain't nothing to watch in the month of September. They play San Jose State, they play UTEP, they play Sam Houston State. I don't even know the order, quite honest with you. I just don't have to be at the games. I'm just going to show up and I'm just going to look at the time the day before, right? So they really got to make sure, like, in this game, they let him do as much as possible. So if there's corrections that need to be made in the month of September before they play Florida in October, they really have to say, all right, Arch, you just got to go out there. It's your time. It's your show. It's your team. Like, go out and do it and do the thing that you've been waiting to do.
The last time these two teams met in the playoff, Jeremiah Smith was basically a non-factor if you just looked at the box score. Obviously, Texas was – they were diagnosing and they were trying to figure out how much they could stop him. You still ended up losing by, you know, two scores. Do you think that
– Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Could be the same game plan, or do you think they'll have to mix it up because of what ended up happening in that loss?
Yeah, that's one of those like I-9 trophy victories, right? It's like everyone, it's like you can sit to say like, oh, you held Jeremiah Smith to one catch for 3 yards. Well, what the hell does that really matter? Like that, that's like, you know, it's kind of like you ever have some friends who would tell you like, hey, you see that guy in the NFL? We played against his team in high school. You're like, okay, I mean, I don't know what that means because this guy's in the NFL, right? And so, like, saying that you limited him, that's great. First of all, listen. I know I'm a Texas guy, and I know I cover Texas, but I try to pride myself in being very unbiased. There's no way in hell they're going to hold Jeremiah Smith to one catch for 3 yards on Saturday. Like, that's not happening, okay? He's way too good. You know, one of the reasons they were able to do that is because they had a guy by the name of Jahdae Barron, who was the best defensive back in the country, right? So he won the award that says he was the best defensive back in the country. So having him against Jeremiah Smith, that helped. But to your point, it didn't help him win. And so at the end of the day, if you're Texas, what you have to understand is that Jeremiah Smith is good. And that's good is probably underestimation. You just got to hope that he doesn't have a game where it's 10 catches for a buck 70 and 2 touchdowns. Like, you don't need him just lighting you up. You got to understand that he's going to get his. It's going to happen. But if you're Texas and you've got a really good defense, you've got to say to yourself, all right, yes, we got a young quarterback who's inexperienced, more inexperienced than young. But you know what? Ohio State's kind of have the same issue as well. They have a quarterback that's inexperienced. So you know what? We need to go ahead and throw the kitchen sink at him. We need to disguise our coverages against him, right? We need to go ahead and pressure him so he doesn't have time to complete those passes to Jeremiah Smith, right? We also know that, you know, Ohio State has to see what they have in that run game, because what they had last year, I mean, they had some studs, right? And so they have to be able to say to themselves, that defense has to be the thing. Like, if Texas is going to win this game, it's going to be because their defense showed up and showed out on a really big stage. If the defense doesn't show up and the defense doesn't limit this offense, and especially in a hostile territory, it could potentially be a long night for them. So, yes, Jeremiah Smith, we know he's the earth, moon, and stars. He's probably a top five draft pick if he came out after this season, right? Some people said he could have been a first round pick, you know, after last season. But at the end of the day, trying to bank on you're going to have that kind of success against him again, that's probably fool's gold. What Texas would have to do is stop all the other things. And really, it starts with they have to stop that quarterback and don't let him get comfortable, because the Saints all of a sudden starts getting comfortable and starts getting into a rhythm. Then all of a sudden, like I said, it's on the road. You guys have seen this before. Sometimes there's a snowball effect that could take place. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, Ohio State is defending national champs. I don't care who they lost. They're still pretty damn good, and you have to take that into account.
Anwar Richardson joining us on the Fan Hotline, covers Texas for OrangeBloods.com. Anwar, I want to ask about the Texas wide receiver group because you guys obviously graduated two big name players to the National Football League. Matthew Bond goes there in the first round, or Matthew Golden, rather. Isaiah Bond finds his way to our Cleveland Browns. Who is Arch Manning throwing the ball to this year?
Well, he's, I mean, he's got guys to throw to, you know, they're just unproven. So he's got, you know, one of his top receivers be a guy in the name of Ryan Wingo, former five-star out of St. Louis. You know, he was a guy that, to your point, had to kind of sit and wait his turn and kind of sit and develop. But he'll be a guy, and I'll be honest with you, you know, he's a taller guy. I don't have his dimensions in front of me, but he's a big-bodied receiver. You know, they, you know, and he's a five-star, right? And so, you know, so he's, you know, of that Jeremiah Smith elk, not as good, of course, at this moment. But, you know, he'll be one of the primary guys that they look to. They've compared him behind the scenes at a guy who has the potential to be kind of a Julio Jones. That's been their comparison. Of course, everybody always compares someone to like a real a stud. Like, no one ever compares someone to like a really average guy. But you know, they you have him, you have Parker Livingstone, another kind of tall receiver. You're going to see a lot of, you know, big body tall receivers. DeAndre Moore is the guy that's going to be in the slot for them. And they got a tight end that came out of Cal by the name of Jack Andrews, who was really, really productive. They got him in the transfer portal. He'll be a starting guy that's replacing Gunnar Helm, you know, who you guys know, you know, made an NFL roster, you know, high, you know, good draft picks, so on and so forth. So, you know, they'll have some guys in the backfield. They return Quintrevion Wisner or Trey Wisner. Don't be confused. Some people call him Trey Wisner. Some people call him Quintrevion Wisner. Nonetheless, he rushed for over 1,000 yards last season, so they have him back. They also have a five-star running back by the name of C.J. Baxter. He was hurt last season, didn't play, but he's back and healthy. Sark has kind of described them as running back 1A, 1B for him. And so they'll have like a backfield of guys, and, you know, again, they have to see. But the biggest thing for me, guys, is that offensive line. Because that was the problem against Ohio State last year, is that that defensive line had their way with this offensive line. And by the way, they had their way with an offensive line that had three draft picks. Like, this wasn't a bad offensive line that Ohio State went against. One of the guys by the name was Kelvin Banks. He was a first-round pick by the Saints, right? You also had Cam Williams that was drafted. And then you had Hayden Connor who was drafted as well. So you have to replace that. They have a guy by the name of Trevor Goosby, who I think is going to be phenomenal down the line. He's a left tackle, you know, one of those 6'7", 6'8"-ish, maybe 8-ish guys, you know, a little over 300, 320, 315, 320-ish or so. But one of those guys who's kind of a freak who can, like, you know, 360 dunk on a basketball hoop, you know, that kind of freakish athlete. But he hurt his hand in practice recently. So I'm not quite sure if he's going to have like a club on his hand or what that's going to look like. So for me, you know, they're replacing a lot up front. And that for me is kind of the key, guys, is like, can this offensive line really withstand and withhold it and really hold up against whatever Ohio State is bringing from a defensive line perspective. You guys can speak more to that defensive line perspective as well. I mean, I know Texas got Hero Canoe. He got here in the transfer portal. But that's for me from an offense perspective. It's like, yeah, they're going to have some weapons. Like they've drafted, as you may or may not have known, Texas does well in NIL, right? So you're able to get guys. And you know, as you probably know, that Texas has had really, really good high school classes. But at the end of the day, but to me, you still got to give props where props is due. At the end of the day, you're still going against Ohio State in their house. And for me, it's really that offensive line. Can that offensive line hold up against Ohio State for four quarters?
Anwar, fantastic insight as always. Hopefully Yelp treats you better than we did with good food. Okay?
My bad, dude. My bad.
You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself. This is how you treat your guests, man. I hate to see what happens when people visit your house, man. You're like, I got this amazing dish. It's called Domino's. Like, all right, man, I'm good.
Thanks, Anwar. I appreciate it.
I deserve it.
He said, y'all take care. And just,
I didn't know
I didn't even hit the button.
I didn't didn't know that that was something that they had in Texas. I didn't know.
No, it's fine. You didn't know. Have you ever been to Texas?
No.
No. You'll get there one day, and then Anwar will be like, we got Whataburger.
Yeah.
And that'll be a lot of fun for you.
Okay.
You know, I lived in Houston. I lived in Houston for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But I couldn't help you out with the Raising Cane's question. I couldn't. That was
like,
that
were they there when you were there?
I don't remember them being there.
Like, that's what I'm
saying. If I'm being fair, I just remember a lot of Whataburgers.
Because I think their expansion has been like somewhat recent. Like I will stay tried and true to it was a Columbus thing for a very long time, and then they started expanding on me, and then I lost track of how far the empire of chicken tenders has expanded. So
it's that, chicken tenders.
Hand up, that's
and
on
that
me.
Sauce. I mean, people just love it. I guess.
I guess so.
Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, Zaxby's, right? Like, I mean, there's basically there's just going to be a never ending supply of different chicken tender chains that are just always going to explode.
And evidently, they travel very quickly.
All right. Do you like that college football isn't as punitive for early season losses? 216-474-0092. We'll get into that next right here on Afternoon Drive.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.